Hello, you got something for free-for-all?
Well, what I've got is not on a funny note or anything. It's kind of on a serious note.
Okay.
It's got to do with racial hate crimes in Junction City.
Okay.
It's very rampant, and the police aren't doing anything about it.
Can you give me an example, or...
Oh, yeah, my son, where he lives on 948 Grant, there's people that just moved in down there, and they're calling them the N-word, and last night they raised a shovel to him, and he couldn't do nothing, and then last night they told him they were dead, and the police came again and wouldn't do anything. And I think that's outrageous. I even called the police department and told them the officers' names and everything, and they won't do nothing.
Jeez.
They told the other people to go make a complaint against my son when all my son is doing is living in his trailer. And they have a newborn and an 18-month-old in their house, and I told the police this, and they don't care.
Well, yeah, I don't know all the legalities of it or anything.
I just thought maybe it'd be good to air it, maybe more people knew.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I wish this country would get over some of its racist streaks. It seems like there's way too many people who just have really bad opinions on people for no particular reason, except that their skin's a different color.
Well, do you know the thing that really gets me? All these so-called Aryans, or whatever you want to call them, are not even pure white, so why are they on this kick? If they was to go through their ancestry, they would probably be shocked.
Well, yeah, racism doesn't apply to just any one particular race. Yeah, I don't think you have to be a white guy. I think it's just that it's usually the white people who are able to, you know, escape most racist rants and everything.
Yeah, well, this is the case on this one. I just thought I had to air that because I figure if nothing's getting done by making phone calls, if the public's aware of it, maybe more people can step up and make a phone call and tell them, well, you know, something needs to be done because it's happening in more than just that one area, but nobody's saying anything. And if you're quiet about it, then what's going to happen is going to keep going until somebody gets hurt.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. We really do. Have a good one. Hey, you got something for free for all?
I want to talk about how expensive the iPhone is. You can sell it for double the amount, and you can buy it for $500. They said you could sell it for about $1,000. I wanted to get it when it came out June 29th. Mm-hmm. But now I can't even afford to see it.
Well, you know, I don't think we get singular service out here. Mm-hmm. Do we? Or AT&T, I should say? Mm-hmm. If we do, it's very spotty. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of hosed on the iPhone thing, whether you could afford it or not.
That sucks.
Yeah, yeah. When they're saying it's going to be like a 2-year exclusive deal with AT&T, I don't think it'll be that long. Because they've got to get it out to the other cell providers. They want to get these things in people's pockets. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool looking, isn't it?
That just makes it even worse. I'll be fine. I can get that. What is it? The Blackstone or whatever
Blackberry?
It is. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Blackberry.
Not nearly as fun.
No.
You can't order calamari while you're watching Pirates of the Caribbean. They showed yesterday that it's going to play YouTube videos.
Ooh.
Will it have like a special YouTube button that you click?
Now you can go on the internet. You can the actual internet and do stuff there on the iPhone.
Yeah, instead of just like the little text-based stuff we've had to deal with in the past. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I don't know. It may be worth holding off on anyway because it's supposed to be on the slower internet network and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be better off waiting until like the second generation of phones come out or something.
It's always good to wait with electronics.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. So stay strong with it. Everything will work out for you, okay?
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
You got something for free-for-all?
I want to make an announcement about the mud run this weekend.
Another mud run?
Yeah.
This is out of control.
South Haven, Kansas, at the Kansas Badlands. It's $8 to get in, and it starts at 6, and the tech closes at 5. If you're going to bring your truck, it's going to be a heck of a good time.
How'd the last one go?
Really good. We had a lot of big trucks there and a lot of the mud buggies there.
What's a mud buggy?
It's kind of like one of the souped-up drag cars, but it runs in mud.
Oh, I thought it was something dirty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See ya. See, even mud run announcements make it on Free For All Friday. Whatever, TF. See? You got some for Free For All?
Yeah, you know how you guys were talking about cell phones earlier?
Yeah, about the iPhone?
Yeah. Well, I use U.S. Cellular here in Manhattan. I went to Kansas City, and I had no service whatsoever. I just had to say I was completely frustrated with it.
Yeah, that does suck. You can't get a cell phone that works everywhere anymore, can you?
Mm-mm. No.
It seems like I have T-Mobile, and it can work. At least it works in the cities pretty much everywhere. Like, Junction City, Manhattan, and then it doesn't work kind of in between. There's some spotty areas, like on K-18 and stuff. But it works in Kansas City, at least. It's just like every cell phone, you're like, okay, what possible place could I visit where this thing won't work?
Yeah. Considering that I'm from Manhattan and know my way around here, go to Kansas City, I was completely lost for
yeah,
2 hours.
That sucks.
Oh, it was horrible.
It wouldn't even roam or anything?
No, nothing.
Huh.
It said no service. It pissed me off so bad.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, just had to tell that, add my little free-for-all.
Well, we appreciate it, bro.
Yep. Later.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, can I make an announcement, too?
Yeah.
It's more like a public service announcement. Ladies, I don't care if you're drop-dead gorgeous. If you're pregnant, don't wear a bikini to the stampede. It's nasty.
I just heard about someone in the building who went to the stampede yesterday. I won't call him out by name. Came in and pointed out that fact to us this morning.
It is not at all attractive. Good God.
Well, well, how you have to? What if you're just a couple months pregnant? You know,
not cool.
Well, what's the cutoff? Is it once the belly button pops?
Oh,
yeah. Once the turkey is done,
wear a shirt over it.
The belly button creeps me out.
The belly button being all pussy and disgusting and stuff?
Yeah, my sister chased me around the house with hers when she was pregnant.
Does it actually get pussy or not?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you don't keep it clean, it probably gets pussy.
Ugh.
But hygiene.
Crazy Carl, that's just wrong.
Crazy Carl is Jerry Ann's nickname, by the way. It's a very obscure nickname.
Crazy Carl.
That only you use. What did I say?
Creepy.
Did I say creepy?
I thought you said crazy.
I said crazy, but creepy works for her also.
Okay.
Trust
me,
there's some stuff that doesn't make it on the air.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Rob.
Yeah, have a good one.
Peace. Hey, what you got for us?
People that will feel you did something wrong to them on the road, and they flip you off, and then as soon as you pull up next to them with your window down hollering at them, they either speed off or they give you the no signal, like they don't want to talk to you at all.
Yeah, the stare forward, ignore look.
Yeah, yeah. If you have the balls to flip me off in the first place, at least pull over and tell me what you're flipping me off for.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes I hate being on the end of a middle finger that is just so uncalled for, you know?
Exactly.
For example, like I was on the I-70 one day, and you know, like I'm in the left lane, and I'm going slightly faster than the person in the right lane, but I'm just up to, like, their bumper as an on-ramp's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to slow down so that person can get over so the people coming on the on-ramp can get on. So I try to slow down. They try to slow down, too. And I'm like, oh, what are they trying to do? So then I have to eventually just speed past them so they can get over. And the guy flips me off. I'm like, well, I tried to help you.
What the heck?
You know? Exactly. He's mad because you tried to help him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I pulled out to the stoplight this morning. And, you know, sometimes at a stoplight, you can't see that it's, you know, going to turn green on their side. And I started to go, and I was a good 5-10 seconds in front of them. No big deal. You know, they weren't going to run into me. And the guy pulled up next to me and flipped me off. And when I pulled up next to him, rolled my window down and said what I had to say, he sped off real quick.
Yeah, it's a lot easier just to point your finger at somebody than it is to open your mouth and verbalize.
Yes, exactly.
You know? That's why this job is so tough.
But I wanted to tell you guys that.
Well, we appreciate the call, bro.
Thank you.
See you later. Hey there, you got something for free for all?
Yes, I do.
Great.
I'm sorry, I'm going to complain.
Good.
I am sick and tired of all of these women who have like 6 kids that get welfare checks and child support talking about how they don't have any money, but yet they can go get their nails did. It's annoying. I went into the gas station last night, I'm not kidding, to get a soda, and this lady was in there buying a carton of cigarettes, talking to one of her friends about how she got her nails did. That's what she was saying, and it was annoying me, too. But she was talking about how she got her nails did and put all these diamonds or rhinestones or something on them. I don't know. And she hadn't got her welfare check yet, so she was pissed.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Yeah. I just don't like trashy people. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're going to have kids, then you need to take care of them first, and then maybe.
Yeah. Wait.
Do other stuff.
Wait until you have $20 left in the welfare check before you get your nails did.
Yeah.
That's the key. Thanks for calling in. Good stuff.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
I'm wondering why all the grandmas get to have all those cool cars. It's just kind of weird when you see a grandma running a black Hummer that probably only gets about 8 miles to the gallon.
Wow, I haven't seen that yet.
It's true. Actually, I've seen a couple of those before. Like when we were riding on the highway, I was just looking around at cars, and I just saw this really old woman that you expect to be like riding one of those 1980 Volkswagens or whatever, mm-hmm. and just in that this huge car, and it just doesn't fit the character. It looks like something that 50 Cent would be running in if he had another $50,000.
Yeah,
it's Pippin just
grandma.
So weird. That proves that retirement rule.
Good point.
Yeah. I gotta get a 401k.
Yeah, get on that. Yeah. That's why I invest, so I too can be the old man that has all the cool technology showing it off to kids.
Are you gonna get a Lincoln Town Car with spinners?
Hey, you little son of a bitch! No, I'm getting it all. Yeah, I'm thinking that's not gonna be cool in the future. Oh, wait. It's already not cool now, Jerry Ann.
Oh.
Thanks. We appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Got some for free for all?
I just wanted to let you know that I saw on TV a couple nights ago that I can't remember what state or what city, but this junior high school has completely banned all kinds of touching.
Oh, yeah. No hugging or high-fiving or anything like that. Yeah,
no,
I saw
handshake,
that.
No nothing. I was just like, oh my God.
How paranoid are we?
I know. It's crazy.
So if you bump into someone, you could get a detention or something?
Probably.
Yeah, and that's how it starts. Gosh. Well, the lady said that the first time it's like a stern talking to from the principal. And then if you're caught doing any kind of like hand gesture or touching anybody like repeatedly, you can get put in ISS.
Jeez.
Yeah. I just was like, and the lady was like talking about how the main reason why she's behind the school for doing it is because she's afraid that bigger kids in the class are going to start like chest bumping each other just because they're hyped up about some,
what?
I don't know, like,
yeah.
I have no idea. But I just was like, oh my God, how retarded.
Yeah, maybe it's just the school board filled with people who have OCD or something. You know?
I don't know.
Is chest bumping that popular, though?
Yeah, I don't know about chest bumping anymore. I don't know. Do people do that?
I don't know. She just was like, we're just so concerned that kids need to have a good experience during school, and we don't want any kid to get offended or hurt.
Yeah.
And they're junior high school age.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I don't know. I just think that they're like way, way being way over exaggerated about it.
Yeah, no, it's stupid. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for us?
I want to know why Third Eye Blind can talk about doing crystal meth, but in the song You and Your Hand, Pink can't say the word suck.
She can't play. She can't say what?
Suck.
Like inhale vigorously.
Oh, suck. Okay, I couldn't tell exactly what you were saying there. Good question. What can Third Eye Blind talk about? Which part are you talking? Which song are you talking about?
Semi-Charmed Life.
Yeah, Semi-Charmed Life.
Yeah.
Which line?
Where he's talking about chopping the line and doing this. It's basically talking about doing drugs.
Oh.
And there's nothing bleeped out of that, but Pink can't say suck.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That is weird. Yeah, but that's just kind of the way people are. And a lot of it has to do, like, radio stations get edited copies of songs. from the record deal or record dealers. From
that's why.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, record dealers. See, it's all drug related. And yeah, the record industry. I mean, everyone is on coke in it. Everybody who's working, every record rep, every artist, every. I'm joking, but you know, I mean, there's drug abuse.
It's kind of bothering me because that song came out in like
way back when.
Way back when I think I was still in junior high.
That was the 90s, yeah.
And you know, Meredith Brooks can say bitch and you know all this other stuff, but Pink can't say suck.
Yeah, it's just. And it's context too. What does she say after suck?
I can't remember. Nothing.
Okay.
Basically, all it's saying is that this girl thinks that this guy sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I mean, ever since the Janet Jackson thing too, you know, every new song that comes out gets even squeakier clean than it ever needed to be in the first place.
So,
everyone's paranoid.
Her and her stupid boobs.
The government's going, what? Oh, her
they
boobs.
Ruined it for everything.
Yeah, it was just one boob. Don't blame them both.
Her and her stupid boob. Then
the other one was innocent. Well, good stuff. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.